10 to 9. We live in a soundbite world. Everything must be short and slick and accessible and preferably accompanied by computer-generated whizzy sound effects or background electronic music. If that's true, how do you explain the success of this?
Hello and welcome to a new series of programmes in which I hope we'll be looking at some of the ideas and events which have influenced the century. Hello, before the French Revolution, before the American Declaration of Independence, before Rousseau, Thomas Paine and Marx, there was the English Revolution. Hello, black holes have been described as the dead, collapsed ghosts of massive stars. Hello, the Book of the Dead helped ancient Egyptians through their afterlife for over 1,000 years. Hello, circadian rhythms are a biological version of a clock. Hello, Virginia Woolf called Fanny Burney, the mother of English fiction.
Melvin, you were laughing at that. Let me just remind the audience why we're doing this, because In Our Time is about to celebrate its 20th birthday, 20 years when it has broken all the rules, made no concessions to fashion. You may or may not agree with this, Melvin. Consists of a group of serious people talking about a serious subject, 45 minutes, and it's not only survived, it's built up a whopping audience, 2 million people around the world, podcasts and all that. And you were laughing at listening to yourself there. Why?
Because of those hello. You would laugh if you said hello 7 times in front of your audience. And he's right about the coverage. That was good.
Why? I mean, why has it worked?
I don't know. I don't know. When I was fired from Start the Week, partly because of an article in the Daily Telegraph, I got the offer of a 6-month contract for what was then known as the death slot on Thursday mornings. It hadn't worked very well. I took it, and I'd built up academics on Start the Week, so we had, with the producer. I thought they're very bright, they're brilliant people. I'd love being taught stuff. Since I was 15, I wanted to know more and more. And we'll just have academics on, and we'll ask them to talk about one subject at length and at leisure, and see how far we get.
And it sounds like radio death in a way, doesn't it? I mean, given the way radio has changed over the last 20 years, you'd have thought, well, yeah, it might have been all right back in the Reithian days or something. But we, you know.
I think what is out there are a lot of people who want more information. Mm. I mean, you know yourself, it's what I want to know. And if you're lucky, what you want to know is what a lot of other people don't want to know.
It's about being curious, isn't it?
No, since I've been 15, I wanted to know more and more. And the world of knowledge is more and more accessible, more and more fascinating. We have in this country academics of such high standard and such wit that they're capable of being 45 minutes distilling what they say so that many people, they're all teaching academics, can understand it. And we have a producer like Simon Tillotson who organises them and casts them. No, he's very good, and I want to mention his name because he edited the book that's come out.
Yeah, well, indeed, I was going to mention the book that's come out, very glossy. Glossy in the nicest possible sense, nicely produced, I mean. But he's given us a few things that you might remember. For instance, the gin craze. Now, ring any bells?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Tell us about that. Now, that doesn't sound like a Melvin Bragg In Our Time thing.
Oh, it's had a big, massive social impact. It was the gin craze was brought in. I'm being examined now, John. I'm back taking my...
You can dish it out.
Back taking my 11 plus. That was a long time ago. It was brought in by the Dutch, and it was brought in to replace beer, to raise money. But the thing about it that was most important, it was so cheap to make. There were hundreds and hundreds of little back rooms in London and all of this is making gin cheap. You know, you could get drunk, you could get merry for a penny and drunk for tuppence. And it swept the country and it became thought of as a social threat. People were very worried about people gin. They thought the gin was going to ruin the economy, it was going to ruin lives. And so it had a huge effect on this country for a while. And also it had political ramifications. It was an important thing. And much more important. It was important.
And there's a connection here, and I'm struggling a little bit with this connection. A statue of a cat that people would go up to it, ask it to mew, put money in its mouth. You're looking a bit blank here.
No, I'm not. You pull its tail and then get some gin.
That's it. Exactly. You pull its tail, you put money in its mouth, you pull its tail, and some gin comes out.
Yes.
What's that
slot machine?
Well,
a cat machine.
It's a gin machine, a cat machine. But that's the thing about it, isn't it? You're able to mix high. I was just looking through some of the programs that I sort of vaguely remember. Well, of course, I remembered in detail. You discussed this one, did pass me by a little. The Ediacara Biota, I don't know if that's right. The Precambrian beings that some consider the first complex multicellular life forms. Now, I mean, that's a way, you know, a bit of a distance away from the cat and the gin.
If I may. A lot of these subjects I know very little about. I get briefed and then I read the briefings. I read as many articles as I can the week before. And one of the reasons I like doing them is because I know very little about them.
Right.
That's the point. I want to know about them. I want to know about that. I want to know about string theory. I want to know about... I didn't do much science of any account at school. I want to know about all if I can. And we live in a country and in an age where this can be given to you by these very good academics. Most of us don't have the chance to listen to them at university, certainly not at with the compression and the energy they put into that program. And it's an education. It's an education for me, and I hope it is for others. And not only the education, they liven it up. It's probably the most entertaining thing you can do is to know more, and they know a lot, and they pass it on.
And Melvin, would it be commissioned again today? Dangerous question for you, I know.
You're nearer the sources of power. Yeah, if we're the same... person running Radio 4, yes.
May I say that was a politician's answer?
Well, I'm on a political programme.
Fear of the bell.
Call me a chameleon.
I regard it as a compliment. Melvin, happy birthday. Well, happy birthday to In Our Time. And you're up for another 20 years of it, I guess.
Oh, I'm up for it.
As is John, still be here.
There we go.
Yes. Thanks, Melvin.